الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
The rules and the fiqh of Taraweeh prayer. We know the importance of Taraweeh Salah. It's very important. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the famous hadith of Bukhari, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one who worshipped Allah at night, من قام إيمانا واحتسابا, with full conviction, belief, yaqeen, iman in Allah, and with the hope of reward, then all his previous sins are forgiven. Now, with this issue of Taraweeh Salah, we all know that in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to pray separately. There was no jama'ah, things like that. In Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he gathered everyone behind the great qari, Ubay bin Ka'b. وَأَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ Ubay ibn Ka'b. Behind Ubay bin Ka'b, and they started praying. Now, according to the Hanafis, I don't want to go into the evidences here, there's no time, but according to the Hanafis, this is the ruling. Taraweeh Salah is sunnatun mu'akkadah على الكفاية. What does that mean? سنة مؤكدة على الكفاية. سنة مؤكدة على الكفاية means it's an emphasized سنة. What kind of سنة? Emphasized سنة. But collectively كفاية. You know, you have فرض عين and فرض كفاية. Okay, let's start with the تراويح itself. تراويح itself is سنة مؤكدة. That's it. Not على الكفاية. It's sunnah mu'akkada, highly emphasized, encouraged sunnah after the prayer of Isha. Why after the prayer of Isha? What it means by when we say after the prayer of Isha is that if a person was to offer the Taraweeh without offering the Isha, Taraweeh is invalid. It does not count. So if somebody came late to the mosque and they did not pray the Isha, Isha was done, then what do you have to do? You have to pray your offer your Isha. Only after you offer your Isha will your Taraweeh Salah be valid. So it's sunnah mu'akkada. Emphasize sunnah. If a person was to leave it, they'll be sinful. It's not voluntary. According to the Hanafi madhab, it's not voluntary. Okay? And all 20 rak'ahs are sunnah mu'akkada according to the Hanafis. Remember, there's a whole debate, 28, whatever. 28. Just pray 28. Why pray 8? 28. You know, according to Imam Malik, you should pray 36. Okay? That's an issue in itself. It's a long issue, but you see, you know, 20 rak'ah, most scholars of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are of the opinion that Taraweeh consists of how many rak'ahs? 20. Imam al-Tirmidhi radiallahu anhu mentions in his Sunan, هَذَا قَوْلُ عَلَيْهِ أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. Most knowledgeable ulama and imams have this position. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in his Fatawa book, he also clearly says that 20 rak'ahs is sunnah. Who mentions this? Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. He said because Ubay ibn Ka'b used to lead people 20 rak'ahs, the Sahaba used to all pray 20. The sunnah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. Follow my sunnah, the ways of the Sahaba. There's a hadith which sometimes people get, you know, mistaken with and confused with, which is, again, I told you, you pick up Sahih al-Bukhari, you'll always get confused if you don't have the necessary tools. The pick up hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari, Aisha radiallahu anha is relating that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to increase over 8 and 11 with the witr, you know, neither in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, not over 11. They say 8 rak'ah taraweeh. That's it. That's just like the person who picked up, you know, Sahih al-Bukhari and saw cupping was breaking your fast. You have to understand there's a lot of explanation, interpretation behind the hadith. But, I mean, the basic thing there is that it says neither in Ramadan, outside Ramadan. Is that taraweeh outside Ramadan? Of course, he's not talking about Taraweeh. That's about Tahajjud prayer. No more than 8 rak'at. Okay? So anyway, there's a book written. If you want to know whether Taraweeh is 20 or 8, there's actually books written. I saw a book written in English, Taraweeh 20 rak'at, full of evidences and everything. And just it's not something that you should argue about. If somebody wants to pray 8, you pray 8, it's fine, you go, I'll pray 20. If you want to pray 20, pray 20. Nothing to argue about. We don't live in a time and place where we have time to argue about whether Taraweeh is 20 or 8. We live in a town where there's more important things in life. There's not time to argue about moon sighting and moon fighting. Okay? Anyway, I'm sure there's a question here about moon fighting. So, What did we say the ruling of Taraweeh is? Sunnatun mu'akkadatun. What does that mean? Emphasize Sunnah. As far as Jama'ah is concerned, as far as offering it with and in congregation, that is Sunnatun mu'akkada ala al-kifaya. What does that mean? It is Sunnah mu'akkada ala al-kifayati. It's a collective emphasized Sunnah, communal emphasized Sunnah. What does that mean? It's not necessary on every male here and female. Well, female Jama'ah is not wajib on them anyway, and it's not Sunnah mu'akkada. But for even males, for the brothers here, if you do not go and perform your Taraweeh Salah in Jama'ah, you're not sinful. Do you understand? Look here, attention here. If you do not go into the masjid and offer your Salah to Taraweeh with Jama'ah, you are not sinful. Why? It's not individual sunnah, it is a collective. As long as Jama'ah is taking place in every locality, every masjid. However, if nobody goes, you know, there's no Taraweeh in Loughborough Mosque, yeah, then you're sinful as well, and whoever lives in Loughborough, everybody's sinful. But as long as they pray there and you want to pray at home, fine. Okay, so Jama'ah is sunnah mu'akkada ala al-kifaya. What about completing the Qur'an? Completing the Qur'an is a sunnah in itself. It's not necessary, it's not wajib. One time completing the Qur'an is sunnah. Now just one point on this before we move on, brothers and sisters. Look, completing the Qur'an is what? A sunnah. Okay? What is it? A sunnah. Offering your salah and prayer, whichever prayer it may be, with devotion, with calmness and composure, with calmness and composure is wajib. It's what? Wajib. What's more important? Salah with calmness and composure, or completing the Quran? If completing the Quran means that you will quickly, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, al-maghdubi alayhim, quickly. 10 minutes above time, come on, what's happening? Pray fast, tell the hafiz in the masjid. Hasten, what's wrong? You know, we need to go. Then who tells you to come to the masjid? You don't have to come. Pray at home, you know, finish in 10, 15 minutes and go work in the morning. You know, in some of the Arab world, I told this to people in Leicester, in Syria, you know what happens in Syria? Not every masjid has completion of the Quran. Not every masjid. There's about 500 masjids or more or less in Damascus. You have certain selected, designated masjids and mosques and masajid where they have completion of the Quran. Okay? They do a full khatam. But they do it properly. I really love this concept and philosophy, which I think we should adopt. Their philosophy is that if you want to do the khatam, if you want to pray the Quran, pray it properly, otherwise don't pray it altogether. If you want to pray, pray altogether. And the rest of the masjid, you know what they have? They just have like 20 minutes, half an hour Taraweeh is ended. Just portions of the Quran. Like they might just pray one Yasin in 20 rakat. Or just Alam Tara, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, things like that. Like, seriously, there's one masjid was Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, وَلَضَّالِّينَ. After that, يَاسِينَ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allahu Akbar. In the masjid, the imam. Now, those people who cannot be awake and pray Taraweeh for 2 hours, because if you pray properly, take 1.5 hours, 2 hours with reflection, okay? Those people who are not able to stay awake for 2 hours, what do? They have an opportunity to go to the Yasin masjid and come back home within half an hour. Some people actually do that. They say, look, you know, on weekends, their weekend is Thursday night, Friday night, they go to the Quran completion masjid. When you're busy with work, okay, fine, you go to the normal regular masjid. Some people say, okay, this Ramadan I've taken time off from work, I want to complete the Quran, so I'll go to every day to the Quran completion masjid. But if you want to read the Quran, listen, not just calmness and composure. Sorry, there was another thing I was going to say. Completing the Qur'an is sunnah, and reciting the Qur'an with proper observing the rules of tajweed is absolutely fard and obligatory and mandatory. Reading, you know, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, that's obligatory. And completing the sunnah. If the imam of the masjid, the hafiz, is trying to do what? Complete the Quran so fast, in haste, to the point that the rules of tajweed are overlooked, then there's no benefit. There's more sin. the sin, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, just chewing away everything and there's nothing and people are agitated at the back just because a bit of delay. So I always tell them, look, there's no sin. Don't come to the masjid. Don't complete the Quran. Go and have another tarawih where you just read just 2-3 verses. There's nothing wrong. You're busy. You can't stay awake for 2 hours. You have to go work in the morning. No problem. Nobody's telling you. We're not looking down upon you. There's no sin. There's nothing wrong. Don't complete the Quran. Just finish your tarawih in half an hour and go home and go to sleep and go work. But if you want to come to the masjid, then let the imams pray for 2 hours. Do you understand? Don't enforce your time on the imams. Rather, you just pray at home or pray somewhere in half an hour. Okay, so that was basic rules of tarawih.